So,
how is your conference going? Do you have enough people from which countries besides Poland?
Oh, from which countries in Poland? As you can notice, it's second edition of our conference, so the main crew is from Poland, of course.
Yeah.
We'll have some guests from Czech Republic. He's still arriving, so he won't be present here now. But for now, it's very Polish conference, so there are people from around the country, from Warsaw, from Katowice, from Gdańsk, from many, many cities.
Also from the north and the south, right?
Yes, we are in the south, not so far away from Germany, as you know. And there are even people from... Oh, where are they? From Lublin. It's very far away from Germany.
We are also quite mixed. And as I said, we have some guests from France. Right?
Hi. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Bonjour.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and I think someone from the Netherlands beside me is also there. And
Goeiemorgen. Yes. Yeah. How to say good morning in Dutch?
Guten Morgen.
Very okay. Easy. It's easy. Guten Morgen.
Easy people.
So the rest is from Germany, I think.
Yes, the most part.
Good.
And the Bavaria, of course, which is a special status. Yeah, and we have also a model.
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a historical moment for our conference or for LARPers in Poland. It's first video conference between our nations, last conference.
I think
so. We are happy. We have some topics, of course.
Yeah. I think it is the very first international live chat on of any LARP conferences. I have never heard of any other national conferences having such a video chat. So we.
Oh, probably.
We have a historic moment now.
Please turn off the light.
Yeah, it's better. Probably Norwegians did it.
Yeah, but this doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Okay. Because yeah. So, and we have a motto party. Maybe you have heard about.
Can you speak louder?
We have a motto party.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the Wild West. So. It's fitting because for you we are the West, so
Vita was.
And
where are our guns?
Anyone a gun?
Guns? Yeah. No.
Guns?
No. We have too much alcohol here and a very good cocktail bar. So I tried
just speaking
tonight.
The French about that. Making so, gun work
yeah.
Right now.
Okay, we have talked about topics we could talk about.
So, would you like to lead? The first one is international corporations, and the second one is alternative LARP formats.
Right? So maybe let's start with international cooperation.
Yeah, 1 second. Okay, maybe before we start with the content, there are some questions. How many people are you at the LARP conference in
About 80 people.
Great, 80. We are about 180.
I think you are bigger.
Yeah, but I think we are now the 6th or the 8th Mittelpunkt. 8th?
After the
9th. 8th or 9th. Something like that. And, what would you like to know else? No? Okay. I think the funny fact about the word LARP in Poland, as I... thing. You call it Gratelenova, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is in German Geländespiel. Sie nennen es nicht Lab, auch Lab, aber auch Geländespiel, was ja auch eine schöne Geschichte ist.
Okay, so terrain game, yes?
Yes.
It's a type of or kind of game which is made in forests, as you can notice from this name.
Yeah.
Not only in forests, on the fields, in some ruins, in buildings, in mountains. and in many landscapes, but still we have LARPs in cities, and they are called LARPs, like everywhere. So that's the difference. For example, I think many German LARPs for us are terrain games. Yes.
Okay. And as we know, you have at least two LARP areas: the Kraina Pradziada and Wioska Fantazji, right?
I don't know Kraina Pradziada.
Okay, Kraina Pradziada should be done in Opole.
Okay. The Kraina Pradziada is a running project. It's you know, building at the moment, and I think they're just starting with the buildings and so on. And the fantasy is much further with the process. Yeah. I mean, it's always standing there in a quite great village.
Okay. We in Germany we have the Tokyo lab area, which is in the Saarland, which is far to the west. So it's also interesting. They have two LARP areas now. One is building up in Opole, which is close to the border of Germany, and one is Wioska Fantazji, which is close to the Ukraine border. And they
it's
have now.
It's for us.
Yeah.
So. But hey, it's quite a nice place.
I can imagine. I have to visit it once.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh. And there will be a lecture about Fantasy Wioska, or Fantasy Village, today. So probably we will record it, and maybe we will make some subtitles.
Yeah.
And you can watch it and know more about this.
This would be great. Okay. Then let's start with the international cooperation, because we talked about what could we do together.
Off.
Sorry?
With
a video camera. Yeah. Okay, international cooperation. What had you in mind? Why should we do this?
Why?
Yes.
Why we should do that?
I want to wake you up, guys. You're sleeping over there.
Okay, I will ask audience.
Right.
Raphael, du stehst ständig vor deinem eigenen Cam, man sieht nur dein Pad. Auf dem Monitor von der Kamera.
Ja. Okay. Und nicht vom Beat,
also und dein Bauch.
Von deiner kleinen Kamera.
Dann soll ich raus.
Nein, ich meine, von deiner Videokamera.
Ach
so. Man sieht nur deinen Bauch und dein Pad, wenn du davor stehst.
Mein schöner Bauch. Aber gut, danke. Ja. Hast recht. Hart gearbeitet.
Okay. It's more fun, we can achieve more. Together we can apply for more funds. Another reason. It's why not? It's another reason. And for me, I think we are neighbors. And I wonder why we aren't doing it already.
Yeah.
I have another question. Do you recognize any German-Polish lab projects?
Do you know of any German lab with Polish cooperatives? No, not yet.
Not yet. So I think we should change it.
Right. What do you think? How can we benefit from such a international cooperation?
Another LARP styles.
Sorry?
We can learn another LARP styles. I mean, the guys are doing really cool stuff in there, so why shouldn't we?
Okay. So someone from the audience said, well, you are doing cool stuff over there, and we can learn from each other. And I think this is the... For me personally, also the most important thing that we can compare and talk about our experiences, not to repeat all the mistakes all over and over again, and really merge our best practices and learn from our learnings, so that we all benefit from that, LARPers and organizers and people who are connected to the hobby.
Okay, let's take it further. Can I?
Yes, please.
So, I'm living in Wrocław. It's like 100 kilometers from German border and 350 kilometers from Berlin. So, for me, it's closer to Berlin than to Warsaw.
Yeah.
So, I would like to make something, to declare something. And I want to ask you, from what cities are you in Germany? Maybe we can make some arrangements, maybe we can declare something. We can visit each other.
So, do we have some people from the East German parts here? What do you think?
Not in this room. But
not in this room?
Not in this room. Yeah. But
from Berlin, there are some.
In Berlin, there are some LARP groups. I think the main center in Germany is around, well, south, so Bavaria. Then we have the western part, Saarland. Then up to the Ruhrpott, north. And Berlin, I have not heard much about many LARPs taking place in Berlin, right? Yeah. Okay, very good. We have many LARPs in Berlin.
Rhein-Main.
And Rhein-Main, so Frankfurt am Main region, where we are now. So this is the main center, and it's quite far. So I think from Katowice, it's 600 kilometers, or something like that. But I think in order to facilitate such cooperations, one idea would be to make a who is who list, and to say, well, we have here organizers and here, and do it in English, and let's share our email addresses and so on, so that we can have maybe a platform or maybe some video chats on a regular basis where people who are interested to cooperate can meet. And of course, we have to promote this idea, because, so that's basically.
So we can make we can use some internet platform to make a group or a forum English group, because of course we have some Polish and German groups, but the language barrier is difficult for both sides. I think it's good to the first step. Of course, maybe this video conference is first step.
It is indeed, and it is wonderful. I think that we made it.
It wasn't so easy.
It shouldn't be, but the game is then better. What I'm also thinking about, do you have any guys at your conference who are having academic interests in the hobby?
Yes, there are. We have a guy, PhD, from Bydgoszcz. Mm-hmm. He's making educational projects with pupils. He isn't present here. Probably the evening was too hard for him. He will be talking today with his friend, who is also organizing such projects, about Project Democracy. It's a project about presenting democracy for secondary school pupils. They made this project this year, and it was a success. It was made in, I think, 20 schools in Krakow, right, and in other regions of Poland. So there will be another material to translate for you. There will be translation of our publication too.
Great.
I can show it. Yes, there is a publication. It's Polish version, but in internet there will be PDF version, English one, and there is an article about this project.
Excellent.
So we have few academics who are writing about LARPs, who are making LARPs. It's developing, I think.
Yeah, on our side also, and it would be wonderful to get in touch with those people. So if you could make maybe the connection via Facebook or whatever, so we can simply start a discussion or simply get in touch with each other.
Okay, sure. And what about you? Do you have some academics?
Well, I myself, I'm doing my PhD on role-playing games and also on LARP. We have here, Dennis did some good job on LARP and history.
Thanks.
We have Muriel here, who wrote her master thesis, right? And published her on LARP and Immersion. And in the other rooms, there are also several guys. And yesterday we talked about how to structure maybe the collaboration more in Germany, so that we can have a database library with references, books, articles, so we can establish a platform. And this is, of course, something when it is done that we would share, and that we can grow internationally, so that the whole field could grow. what is, I think, it makes sense nowadays, especially then when we have an academic background and you can use it to have arguments for your fundings when you want to approach government or the European Union, whatever. I'm not so into this stuff, but I think here in the room are also people who have more background knowledge about such methods to get love into society and also to use the resources which are for cultural products. So I think we can discuss also such stuff.
Sure. Can I ask the audience for some questions to you?
Und ihr auch, wenn ihr Fragen habt,
ja.
Ja.
Was für Genres in Polen zum Beispiel?
Okay.
Genres. Ich will jetzt mal Ihre Frage stellen. Ja, also ich habe eine Frage zu den Sprachen. Wie viele Leute sprechen da eigentlich Englisch oder Deutsch oder irgendwas?
Gut.
Weil Kooperation ist großartig, wenn man sich nicht versteht.
Ja.
Und ob es in Polen auch sowas wie einen Lab-Kalender gibt, quasi
Lab-Kalender.
Bei uns irgendwie. Ja. Ob man das irgendwie dann auch kombinieren kann, dass man so einen europäischen Lab-Kalender macht.
Okay.
Ja, du solltest vielleicht noch erwähnen, dass es jetzt gestern in der DLA-Vorsitzung gespräch war, dass es jemanden gibt, der für diese Kooperationen auch zuständig ist, auch da nach Polen.
Carsten Lobrowski wird unser europäischer Beauftragter sein.
Cool. Gut, okay. Carsten, Genre, Sprache und erinnert mich bitte, wenn da noch Fragen sind.
Okay, so our question first.
Yeah.
One, of course, then your question. So, what is your experience in making labs for educational reasons, for schools, and for people who aren't LARPers?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are different groups for making it, but it's not not many.
Okay. In Germany, we have, for example, the first group is the Waldritter Association, which has now its fifth year of existence. They do edulabs for children, but we have also now more and more groups coming up to make children lab and edulab. For example, Kyoku, I think this is the name, and other groups. So we have already, we are already working with LARP as an educational method for several years. And we have, yesterday on our meeting from the LARP Association in Germany, the major one, there is a working group now for children of LARP, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ich schreibe meine Dissertation über EduLab.
Mm-hmm.
Und ich habe auch schon an der Uni mal ein EduLab gemacht und ich mache auch demnächst wieder eins.
Yeah. And Muriel over there, she's working on her PhD on EduLab and she already has organized an EduLab at the university. So there is also stuff going on. And does it answer your question?
What are these labs about?
Okay. Okay.
For example, one recent
example by Waldritter is one augmented reality game, so a city lab.
Alternate reality game,
and another one is about the west-east German border, so the wall and the shootings and stuff like that, so to teach children history. These are two examples which pop up in my mind.
Prometheus,
Prometheus, which is this alternative reality game, is about identity theft, and it is placed in a city.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Now your question.
Okay, first question was about the language. What do you think? Are most Polish LARPers fluent in English or organizers so that we can actually communicate?
What do you think about
them in Polish?
Okay. Okay, so I ask the audience because they should not speak English, and they speak. The majority of organizers is speaking English. The majority of flyers is speaking English, so it's not a problem. When I was in other countries, I met some other LARPers from different countries, and I think Polish LARPers are more fluent in English than many other LARPers. I don't say in Germany, yes, but in many other Eastern countries. So okay. It's not that bad.
Okay, that's a good starting point, of course. Okay, your question now. Second question.
Our question?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. It's about language too, but in different case. So the question is, you have LARPs with many different nations on it. You have very big LARPs where many LARPers from different countries are coming. What about using these different nationalities on LARPs? What do you do with this?
So you mind the out-game nationalities?
What?
So you mean...
Yes, out-game, like Scottish people, English people, okay. French people, and so on.
Okay. Grand Expedition, because of Mitodea.
Yeah. So for example, the big fest LARPs, which, Congress of Mitodea, the Waffenfest, and stuff like that, there are people from all over the world, I think, now.
Yeah.
But how does it affect the gameplay? Well, this would be a nice research question, I think, right? Or an idea?
I guess the question is how immersive the game is. So there is not much character play in this kind of LARPs. So it actually can just play in your, in your own language, because more things. So it's more about like groups making stuff. And inside of your group, you can play in your own language.
Yeah. Okay. With the big LARPs, the bigger the LARP, the more group play exists. So the groups, when they stay together, they play in French, I think, or in English, or whatever. So then we might have several languages and from several nationalities on one place, and they are LARPing together. And it works because, well, as I said, the bigger the LARP, the groups stay together, and then they stay together and speak their language. So
you are using it for plot, for scenario, yes, but you are using French like Elvish language or something?
No. I know of one German LARP group who learned Finnish as their LARP language. And Finnish, it's not the easiest language you can use.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it's the, Der Siebte Orden, it's the group name. Yeah. The Seventh Order, they do it. But playing with languages to simulate fantasy languages, for example, I don't think that. Yeah.
It actually happened in France once. I went to a really big LARP, and there were a lot of people from different countries, and all of them, the natural language, mother tongue, was a different language on the game. So you had to actually speak the language to speak a different nations on the LARP.
Okay, we have here some insight from France. They did it. They used other languages to use as fantasy languages, for example. And then you had to really use this language to communicate with other players or NPCs.
There was this trend in Germany like 15, 20 years ago that Elvish characters used to speak English.
And there was a trend 15 years ago, Boris told us now, that Elvish was replaced by English, so that they used English to simulate the Elvish tongue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your question.
Our question, the second one, is about genres, right? So what genres are typically played in Poland, and what are not typically played but tried out?
Okay, let's start with what genres are. what are the different genres? Can you describe it? Because there can be some problems with terminology.
Okay.
For example, what genres are in Germany?
Okay, I think the major one is fantasy as the genre. And then we have the other subgroups of the fantastic. So we have science fiction and horror, which are not so frequently played, but still there are LARPs going on.
Steampunk.
And then we have, steampunk and post-apocalyptic, pre-apocalyptic, and in the middle of the apocalyptic. And science fiction, we have zombie apocalypse, we have
Western.
Historical
Western
20s, Cthulhu, we have Cthulhu Live, Cthulhu Cthulhu Now,
Vampire
of course. How could I forget about Vampire? And 1880s. Sorry?
It's also a good joke here.
Okay. In France
too.
In France too. Yeah.
Okay. International one.
Yeah, I think so. So this is the coverage of genres existing and being played during the year on a regular basis.
Okay, so now it's our turn to answer this question. So, we have, of course, many fantasy LARPs. The biggest terrain LARPs are quite often fantasy LARPs, but we also have some terrain post-apocalyptic LARPs like Fallout ones, yes. We have several vampire LARPs, of course, and connected to World of Darkness reality and to role-playing games. There are many different games based on role-playing games, but still we have several LARPs, steampunk LARPs. Steampunk is growing stronger every year in Poland, especially in South and Eastern Poland. We have some realistic LARPs too, so like Freeforms, like Chamber LARPs, like historical ones, like LARPs about some current nowadays pre-apocalyptic issues, as you can say. I will ask audience for some more genres.
Yeah.
Do you have contemporary LARPs?
Verteilung.
Ja, so ungefähr wie viel Prozent ist Fantasy? Weil ich meine, okay. In Deutschland gibt es alles, aber Fantasy 90%.
Ja, ja. Naja.
Nee.
Okay, vielleicht 80.
Okay. Okay, we have like also mythological LARPs, like you have your mythology, German mythology, we have some Polish mythology, so there are some games about this, about some old beliefs. There are some LARPs, historical LARPs, connected to, for example, 17th century, when there was a gold age of Poland, yes, and it was a big country and there was special noble culture. So, for example, this Democracy Project LARP was using this historical moments to express the importance of democracy, for example. Okay, I think that's all. Genres.
And about percentage? In Germany it's 80% fantasy and the rest is, well, about 20%. And then we have all the other genres in the 20%. And how is it in Poland?
Okay, I have to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, I did a LARP poll in Poland now, quite good in big questionnaire and so on, and it came out that about 60% of the Polish LARPs are fantasy. The rest is very often vampire or modern days. First, because we've got two streams in our culture. There are the terrain LARPs and the table LARPs, and the most terrain LARPs are fantasy. The most table LARPs are rather modern acts, but horror or Cthulhu or vampire and so on.
Okay. Okay, and I think now it's your turn with a question, right?
Okay, but let's welcome Czech Republic.
Yeah, hello.
Here he is. Come
Dobry
on.
Den.
Stand up. Do you see him? Yes, but he's very small. Jiří, yes, I pronounce it good. It's from Court of Moravia, from Brno, and they are making a lot of interesting large stuff. So there will be a lecture about this further, and it will be basically in English, so without subtitles, I think.
Oh, cool. When you can record it, put everything on the internet.
Yes, we try. Okay, question from our audience.
Und das andere war der Labkalender, gell?
Ja.
Habe ich was vergessen?
Generelle Vernetzung. Ah,
ja. Okay, international. Ja.
Okay, the question more specialist kind, I think. What do you do with game players who are entering LARPs to hit each one with some sticks? Yes. With buffers, yes. With latex buffers, what do you do with these players to make a game about scenario, not only about fighting?
Okay, so I think when I can paraphrase this question, what do we do to reduce the fighting in a LARP and not yeah. to have all this fighting going on for 3 days and having only this focus? So what do we do?
Writing a plot,
yeah. Writing a plot, for example, which demands not to fight or to find alternative ways or simply to avoid fighting. Yeah.
Having different types of cones. I mean, also wenn man einfach nur campen möchte, dann geht man einfach zu Drachenfest. Mm-hmm. Wenn man aber ambienten yeah. möchte, dann geht man zu kleineren Ambientenkonen.
Yeah. We have then sub. Well, it's not such a long, but we have then types of LARPs which are then declared as this is heavily based on fighting, this is heavily based on roleplay or ambience, and so on. And we have in Germany a LARP calendar, LARP-calendar, calendar.de. Do you have something similar in Poland, like a website where you have all the Polish LARPs on?
So we don't have.
Okay. Because?
We don't have LARP calendar, mm-hmm. Not yet. We used to have, but it's not working now, but probably we'll make it live, I think. We'll discuss this
okay.
Later.
Yesterday, at the meeting of the big German LARP Association, we have now one person who is for the... the communication person for the German-Polish collaborations is Karsten Dombrowski. So
yeah, we know.
Have someone, yeah. Of course.
We are sorry.
We should.
Actually Polish.
No surprise. But now you know him, and now you know he is in charge, so he is responsible.
And now I'm scared.
No. I think this might facilitate our cooperations and the communication between our LARP cultures. So, yeah. Did I miss something about this? Okay. Do you have other questions? Or maybe your turn?
It was our question.
Oh, it was your question.
It would be interesting to know how they do networking in Poland. How they network themselves.
Okay. Okay, we have one. How do you... Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you network in Poland? What are the means to get all the LARPers together or to communicate that there is a LARP? And how does it work when you don't have a LARP calendar, for example?
Facebook!
Okay.
LARP games web pages?
Yeah.
Internet forums? No scrum. And Facebook and probably some phones? And chats, and probably internet is the best way. And sometimes, like many games, not maybe some games are presenting here on a large conference, so people are get to know what will be in this year and they are more interested in it. Mm-hmm. So it's another way. Some conventions, fantasy conventions too, are to present some LARPs in work too.
What was the question?
Okay, what is the name of the biggest Facebook group in Poland?
LARP.pl.
Okay, LARP.pl.
Okay, Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay, this we is have a Facebook question. Group. Yes, it's Facebook group.
Facebook.
Yeah. But it's in Polish, yeah. As I said.
Okay,
we have a question.
Yeah.
I think it's a very interesting one. So, East and West Germany, after the wall collapsed, are there any difference, problems with East-West players, organizers? Are these problems visible in LARPs or no?
What do you think? Gibt es westliche Probleme in Deutschland?
Nein, no, issues
aber es gibt
or maybe some specifics.
Es gibt ja bestimmte Kreise zusammenspielen. Es gibt ja schon so ein bisschen Ost-Nord-Achse, die viel zusammenspielen. Mhm. Ja? So, und du hast natürlich so ein bisschen mehr die mittel- oder hessische süddeutsche Ecke. Ja. Aber der Osten kommt halt viel in Kontakt mit dem Norden,
ja.
Mit dem Westen, einfach regional, okay. Weil die Plätze dazwischen sind. Ja.
Aber es war ein großer Gewinn an Labgeländen.
Ja. Ja, so, we have not really problems. But of course we have a separation of LARP groups because of the space. So we have a east-north axis, so to say. We have then the middle of Germany with Rhein-Main, Frankfurt, Darmstadt and so on. And with, they are playing with the south. And then we have the west with Saarland and Ruhrgebiet. So you can say three axes. So to say, but it isn't, we have never heard about any issues or something like that. It's just, well, it's too far away because Germany is, well, it's not like the Netherlands with 200 kilometers. It's quite big, so you can imagine when there are people trying to go to LARP, they don't go to Berlin because from here, because maybe it's 600 kilometers. They would rather go to something close. But of course, there is traffic between also these axes, so.
Brings a nice dialect into our Elfenbein.
Yeah.
Du sagst ihm vielleicht auch nochmal, dass wir viele Gelände gewonnen haben, die auch viele westdeutsche Gruppen suchen, weil im Osten halt ganz andere Plätze vorhanden waren, die jetzt uns.
Okay, um es zu verstehen. Also im Osten gibt es jetzt neue Gelände und dann kommen die Westspieler. Okay, one change now is that in the East they create more and more LARP areas or places which can be used for LARPs, and this attracts, of course, more people and also people from the Western regions of Germany, which then go to the Eastern LARP areas to play.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
Questions. Fragen.
Would you be interested to work with friends too?
Okay, there is hope or interest that maybe we can take our brothers and sisters from France to to the collaboration. Is there interest in Poland for that?
Hey.
For
of France? Course.
Of course. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know some French players, but only a few. So I would love to know more.
Okay. Was Sie vielleicht von einer mitteleuropäischen Convention, internationalen Convention denken?
Okay. What do you think about a middle European LARP convention?
Good idea.
Cool. When?
When?
Where?
What do you think?
Okay.
Okay, talk to us about it.
Okay, and now talk about...
We have some strange comments from audience.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We can talk about this, but of course it needs some preparation.
Of course. And you have to talk with Carsten, of course, about it.
I don't know if it's impossible to decide now.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's a good idea because there are many countries in Middle Europe which can go to each other and it's not very difficult. Yes, it's not like going to Oslo or going to, I don't know, Portugal. Yes, it's far away. It would be a good idea to make these conferences, I think, in different countries.
Yeah.
Yes, it would be more like community building, like making it more international and taking responsibility from one country to another. Of course, the choice of city, the choice of everything, it depends on countries participating, on possibilities, on costs of transport, on communication, and so on.
So I think the first step is, of course, to talk about it in on your conference, maybe just spread the word that there might be the idea of having such a Middle European lab conference, and we will do it too. And then, oh, we have even more French people. Hello.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
And that we can do step and step. And of course, Karsten Dobrowski is now responsible, you know it. So.
Where is he? I don't see him.
No, he is not here.
He's still sleeping.
He's still sleeping.
Not good.
But I think we can continue with this idea. Yeah?
Vielleicht gibt es einen Zeitpunkt. Also das Problem ist einfach, es gibt ja so im Kalender immer, also wäre das zum Beispiel für die interessant, das im Winter zu machen und einfach diese zwei Menschen mal zusammenlegen oder so. Oder wäre das vielleicht interessanter mal im Herbst oder sowas? Yeah. Also frag mal nach Zeitpunkt.
So the idea, the question is now, what season do you think would be the best to do such a collaborative conference? Because at the moment, as we have now the situation, we have our Polish and our German lab conference on the very same weekend in the winter. Do you think maybe autumn would be an idea to have such a to choose autumn or maybe spring or summer? Although the summer is quite difficult because there is so much going on.
Yes, summer is not good for this, I think. Why we chose winter, January? It's like nothing really happens on January in Poland, and also it's the beginning of year, so we can talk about many projects which are prepared for next year, for this year, and we are talking about past projects from 2012, so it's very good month for meetings. Mm-hmm. Of course, winter is not the best month to travel, maybe.
Yeah.
Cold. No.
How cold is it? How cold is it at your place?
The weather in Poland is like...
Oh, we lost connection.
We lost connection.
No, I hear you again.
Okay.
Okay,
so maybe Frankfurt is more to the south part of Europe, so maybe it's warmer in Frankfurt, but in Berlin and Wrocław, it's no difference at all in weather.
How many degrees do you have? I think we have -3 now in Frankfurt, right?
So, we have like -1.
Oh, that's mild.
That's quite cold.
Okay, so maybe autumn would be an idea. Just keep it in mind and
maybe,
One suggestion from my side, maybe because we run now out of time and we have so much more to talk about. How about you and me? We make a meeting in the next 3 months to have a chat or a Google Hangout where people can join who are interested, and we spread the word around the organizers, the associations who would like to join or maybe send questions. What do you think about that?
Let's make it this month, not in 3 months' time, because it's too long for a chat to wait. So let's make it on January.
Okay.
So in 2 weeks' time, I think it's possible. We will promote it in our large groups, if somebody wants to join. I think 2 weeks is enough time to do it. And then we can proceed from the start, for example, to meet personally, to visit each other.
Yeah.
I would like to suggest, if you want, it's also to French flyers and organizers too, of course, If you want to visit us to present something during the year, you are welcome to do it. We are very interested in your works, in your labs, in your organizing methods, in your lectures, in everything you do. So we can organize it, we can make it possible, for example, in Wrocław, because I'm living in
beautiful
Wrocław,
city.
So I'm talking about my city. Of course, I think there are other people from other cities who can organize it in different places, but we can even talk about this on our conference today and tomorrow.
Yeah. Any other...
Since they're inviting us, we should tell them the welcome to at the Génial, the French convention about LARPing. We will be the next 2 and 3 of November.
Okay, the next French LARP conference, Le Génial, in Paris, is held on the 2nd and 3rd November 2013. So a warm, warm welcome from France to you.
Thank you for invitation. I think it may be possible for some of us to come and to present something. We, of course, are eager to take us to Paris.
Yes, there will be a visiting of Paris, and there will be visitors from the south of Europe. We have Italians. Mm-hmm. Last year we had some Russians too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, so they are now making it even sweeter. You will have an even guided Paris tour by French people, I think. This is quite a sweet deal.
Jolie demoiselle, oulala!
Now you can practice your French. Okay, any other questions here from the audience? Maybe you can ask also your audience for a final question. Anything else you want to share? No? Okay, good.
Also es ist es nett, dass ihr zwei euch ja miteinander hält, aber kann man das irgendwie auch ein bisschen öffentlich machen?
Ja, ja. Deshalb meinte ich Google Hangout.
Okay.
Hangout. Da können Leute dazu kommen und ja, dann klappt das. Und es gibt noch eine andere Software, wo bis 25 Leute mitchatten können. Habe ich letztens ausprobiert. Also weil
Google. Mach das auch
nicht, oder? Müssen wir Facebook. Oder so.
Ja, ja, ich facebooke das. Facebook. Ja, ja, klar.
Also. Machen wir Social Media.
Okay. We have good question. What is about opinion about LARPs, mass opinion, like public opinion about LARPs in Germany? What are you doing to present LARPs to the audience outside of course, LARPs? What is the response of this audience? What they think about LARPs?
Okay, we have a very big role-playing convention in Köln with ten thousands of people, where also video games and stuff like that. There we have some public relations stuff going on, making investment. We had now last year a very nice documentary about LARP, Die Herren der Spiele, so the lords of the games, you can translate it like that. And we have, I think, the opinion in Germany at the moment is really changing, that most people simply do not care. When they see it, they think, oh, it's strange, but it looks interesting. The press coverage is, well, of course you have some polemics still going on, but this whole satanic witch hunt is disappearing. And what do we do? Well, people who are in the press or in the academia like me, they are simply talking or writing about it, or blogging, or well, other professionals are doing documentaries or giving interviews, writing newspaper articles. And in the last year, we had even in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, the FAZ, which is one of the, which is like Gazeta Wyborcza, I think, similar to this kind of news magazine. There were two articles which were quite nice in the tourism section of the newspaper, so you can see that there is a change towards a more, well, it's strange, but it looks interesting. And of course, the big festive labs with 7,000 players like Conquest of Mythodea, they create awareness of this hobby, and it's changing. So this is the situation here. What is it about you?
Not so nice. No? Okay. Okay, so opinions are different. Some people have bad experiences, for example, with priests, who think that it's like a sect or something, like a cult. Some people have heard opinions like it's a village of queers or game of queers or something like that, and it wasn't in positive way, of course. But there are also situations like Fantasy Village was on national TV and it was presented like a success, like a good way to spend free time and to have fun. So I think there is, in public opinion, LARPs in Poland doesn't exist in many ways. It's a very new thing. And there are some extremes, but there is a lot of positive materials about LARPs. There were even articles in many newspapers, in local and more national ones and so on. That's the situation for now in Poland, and we are working to change it, of course.
Yeah, cool. Great. So I think we can, well, pause here, not stop. Let's pause here. Let's do this Google Hangout live chat. Invite other people so that not only we talk now, because we have some ideas, but we are also interested in what your lab people are thinking about, what us. So let's bring more people together, and maybe we can have a regular chat. And let's start in 2 weeks.
Come to Norway.
Come to, well, there is the suggestion, of course, the Knutepunkt in Oslo is in April. So when
not so many Polish people will come because it's really very expensive to come to Oslo for our citizens. Yeah. So maybe a few people will be present there, but not like 100 people. Yes, yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, it was wonderful that it worked. Thank you very much to your technicians. Ours disappeared, but it worked, so I will say thanks to our IT guys. Thanks to you, to your audience. Thanks to our audience. Thank you to you. Thanks for me. Thank you for everything. And let's continue. Okay.
Let's meet you. See you.
Braucht man wohl
Sprecher, das ist hysterisch.